And right now, as we do each and every week, we will kick things off with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour Fall Series continuing, event number 3 of 5 Fall Series events this year. Fries.com Open in Scottsdale, Arizona, 7,100-yard par 70 Greyhawk Golf Club track. And after 3 rounds of play, Troy Madison leads at 16 under par. Webb Simpson, Tim Clark, Chris Stroud, 3-way tie for second at minus 13, 3 shots back. Bill Lundy, Jamie Lovemark, Nick O'Hearn, Ryan Moore, and Ricky Fowler, all at 12 under par. And then you've got Nicholas Thompson, the Coral Springs native, Stoneman Douglas High School grad, as am I, and Justin Leonard are both at minus 11, 5 shots back. Robert Garrigus, Stephen Ames, Ben Crane, and Heath Slocum are all at 10 under par. And then Nathan Green, Pat Perez, Martin Laird, each at minus 9. But after 3 rounds of play, the obvious story here is Troy Madison, who has now set a PGA Tour record for back-to-back 61s. No player ever in the history of the PGA Tour has gone lower in back-to-back rounds. Troy Madison setting a back-to-back two-round record, 61 and 61. That is 18 under par. 18 under par in 2 rounds. A new PGA Tour record. Not only did Madison set that record yesterday, we also saw 3 holes in 1 and also a double eagle yesterday. One of the holes in ones and the double eagle by the same man, Nicholas Thompson. He went double eagle, par, hole in one in a 3-hole stretch, 5 under par for 3 holes. Nicholas Thompson, as I mentioned, just 5 shots back at minus 11 of Madison. But let me say this. We're seeing PGA Tour records set, but I think there needs to be an asterisk next to some of these records. I mean, this is a damn Fall Series event. The you know, I mentioned all the names. Did you recognize even half of those names? I mean, Tim Clark, yes, a PGA Tour pro who's won $12 million in his career, yet to have a victory, though. I will mention that, but he is a world-class player, just played on the President's Cup a couple weeks ago in the Harding Park. Obviously, Ryan Moore broke through for his first PGA Tour victory a little while back. Nicholas Thompson is a rank-and-file PGA Tour player who's been on the tour a couple of years. He's yet to break through for his first PGA Tour victory. Justin Leonard, world-class player, yes. He's won a major, won, I believe, 8 or 9 PGA Tour victories in his career, a perennial Ryder Cupper, a perennial President's Cupper. But outside of those names, I mean, are you recognizing some of these other names? Webb Simpson, Chris Stroud, Bill Lundy, Jamie Lovemark, Ricky Fowler. You know, it's kind of bare here. Martin Laird, Bo Van Pelt, D.A. Points, Ryan Palmer, Alex Cheka, Brian Vranish, John Merrick, Spencer Levine, Peter Tomasulo, Ted Purdy. I mean, no offense to these guys, but these are not your you know, the names on the PGA Tour that you most recognize. These are some of the bottom feeders on the PGA Tour. Again, no offense, but I just think the PGA Tour is just getting overexposed. I don't see the need to have 5 Fall Series events after we've already had a Tour Championship in Atlanta. We've got the Nationwide Tour Championship this weekend. We got the final event on the Nationwide Tour, and we still have 2 PGA Tour events still to come. Next week in Mississippi, and then 2 weeks from now, we've got the final PGA Tour event of the Fall Series in Orlando at Disney. I think it's backwards. I think the PGA Tour should have fewer tournaments, and perhaps if you want to give some guys more opportunity in October and November to win some money, maybe extend the Nationwide Tour season. I think it's ridiculous to have 5 Fall Series events here. We're into football season, for God's sakes. Next week is November, and we've still got PGA Tour events. It, to me, in my opinion, it's just beginning to get a little ridiculous, a little overexposed. And that, of course, is our topic this week for One Hot Topic. Have you had any free time to watch the PGA Tour Fall Series events at all this year? This is our 3rd Fall Series event. We got 2 more to go next week in Mississippi, and then 2 weeks from now in Orlando for the Disney. You've been watching. You got college football on Saturdays. You got NFL football on Sundays. You got Major League Baseball playoffs in full swing here. The ALCS still to be determined. Game 6 today with the Yankees and the Angels. The Phillies waiting to see who they'll be playing in the World Series. When are you going to watch golf? And I don't think a lot of people are watching golf. I really believe that is the case. So we want to get to our one hot topic up next. This is the question. Start dialing in right now. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. 3776. One hot topic question is, have you had any free time over the last few weeks to watch fall series golf in between college football, NFL Sunday football, and playoff baseball? Call right now, 888-760-3776. Getting to your phone calls up next. Still the